Indeed, joining us now on the line is the acting chairperson for MTPA board there. That's Ubabufish Mahlalela joining us now in conversation. Chair, good evening.
Good evening. I'm not acting, I'm interim. It's different between...
Apologies, I used the wrong terminology. My apologies
somebody,
there. Interim,
acting,
interim chair.
Interim.
Yeah, no. I concede, Chair. Appreciate your time, interim chair. Yeah, two issues have stood out from the previous conversation I just had with the suspended CEO. He released a media statement in the early wee hours of the morning, and subsequently today, the board finished him with the date of his arbitration, or rather the disciplinary process, of which, among the many other things that he's been complaining about. Is there a coincidence there, or it was deliberate?
No, I don't think the suspended CEO is honest. He's very economic about the truth. Understandable, so he must always present his good side of the story and try to paint a bad picture on the other side. But the truth of the matter is that he was served with charges long before even we were appointed as an interim board. Charges were served to him. The certain information that he requested, which information were not available at the time, including he wanted even his laptop, which should not be, in terms of the procedure, he's not supposed to have the laptop. That's why it was taken from him, was asked to surrender it. He wanted the laptop, his laptop and all of that, which then he was advised that he won't be able to get laptop. But if there's information that he wants from the laptop, let him indicate what information so that the IT guys can extract that information and give it to him.
Mm.
So the process could not proceed after he was charged because the previous board could not reach consensus on the procedure. That's where the matter got stuck in terms of the procedure and agreeing on what the way forward is after he has been served with charges.
Yeah.
So when we came in, our first board meeting, we met on the 23rd, we then issued a statement, a media statement that says, we have agreed as a board that the matter of the CEO must be expeditiously finalized.
Sure.
Then the team that is dealing with this matter to meet, agreed on the procedure, and then they then subsequently agreed yesterday to say this is the procedure that I need to follow. Then today in the morning, they then gave me a letter that gives him the date of the CC, which is 3 days starting on the 29th, if my memory serves me well. And 29 to the 30th, 3 days. So it's not because of him writing or responding to whatsoever that was responding, which I don't know what was it.
Mm.
But it was a process that we're following as a board,
yeah,
as the interim board, after the matter was not executed by the previous board.
Yeah.
So there can't be an expectation,
sure,
that an interim board having appointed on the 1st of September, by now it should have concluded the PC, obviously. Also possible.
Yeah.
There are processes that you follow.
Yeah. But as the interim board, then, are you not then worried as an oversight structure that he's been suspended for over 15 months and yet getting a full pay, and yet this matter has not been resolved? You speak about him being charged. He was charged or received his charges as far back as in June, if I'm not mistaken. And that's when he received his charge. But till to date, he has not seen any disciplinary processes. Surely even that is procedurally incorrect.
That's what I'm saying, that the challenge was the board, the previous board was supposed, by the time we came in June, the previous board should have concluded the matter. But they were not agreeing among themselves on how they would proceed. And then they dragged the matter. Dragged the matter until their term ended.
Yeah, I hear.
Without concretely taking a position, collective position, and a collective posture on how they must resolve, how they must finalize the matter.
Yeah.
So we have to start where they left, and where they left was just saving charges.
Yeah.
They have not appointed all the relevant disciplinary structures that needs to undertake the process.
Sure.
So we have to do that.
Yeah.
Appoint those people that are relevant to undertake the matter. Give them time to look at the report and the charges.
Sure.
And then from there, look at their diary. And then gave us what is appropriate. So they gave us what is appropriate date for them.
Sure.
I agree. This matter should have long been resolved.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Check.
But unfortunately, the board that was there failed to carry their fiduciary duties.
Yeah. Let's park it here for this evening. Really appreciate your contribution in the conversation. Interim Chair of MTPA Board. Really appreciate you, sir. Babu Mahlalele.
Thank you very much.
Sure, sure. That's the interim chair there of MTPA. Says the previous board should have dealt with this issue long time ago. What's your view?